This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Mecklenburg County has issued a stay-at-home order in an effort to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That means residents are required to stay home except for certain essential activities. Joining us to talk about this is WFAE's health reporter Claire Donnelly. Claire, what exactly are the restrictions included in this order?
Well, let me just say, Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio said today the stay-at-home order was issued after consulting with the city of Charlotte and suburban towns in the county. She said it was also done after the CEOs of both Atrium and Novant asked the county for the order. According to DiOrio, the order is modeled after similar measures in both Illinois and San Francisco.
So what does this mean? What are people allowed and not allowed to do?
Well, people referred to as essential workers are still allowed to travel to and from work. So that includes hospital and medical staff, pharmacy employees, law enforcement, firefighters, EMS workers, some government employees, and it also includes grocery store and food service workers. So this order takes effect at 8 a.m. Thursday, and it's in effect for 21 days. It also prohibits gatherings of more than 10 people. But you can still go to the grocery store, pick up prescriptions, and walk your dog. Here's County Manager Dina DiOrio.
Things that you can do. You can go to the grocery store, convenience store, or warehouse store. You can go to the pharmacy to pick up medications and other healthcare necessities. You can visit a healthcare professional for medical services that cannot be provided virtually, meaning that you need to call first. You can go to a restaurant for takeout, delivery, or drive-through. You can leave your house to care for or support a friend or family member. You can go outside to take a walk, ride your bike, hike, jog, golf, and be in nature for exercise. Just keep at least 6 feet between you and others.
But you can't go visit friends and family if there's not an urgent need. You also can't go visit loved ones in the hospital or nursing home. The order also closes, among other things, zoos, museums, playgrounds, bowling alleys, movie theaters, and concert halls. Remember, a lot of those things were required to close by 5 p.m. tomorrow anyway, after Governor Roy Cooper's executive order yesterday. And some of those places closed before this week as a precaution.
And why did county officials decide to issue this order at this time?
Well, County Manager Dina DiOrio and County Public Health Director Gibby Harris said yesterday they didn't feel like Mecklenburg County residents were taking the COVID-19 pandemic seriously enough. Here's DiOrio again.
We know that 80% of the cases in the county are those below the age of 59, which is an indication that older residents are heeding the warning to stay at home while younger residents are not. Voluntary compliance of existing orders, both at the state and local levels, are not what we would like to see.
So as of this afternoon, we have 142 cases of people who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Mecklenburg County. The idea is that by requiring people to stay home, they'll be less likely to spread the virus, and we'll see the number of cases here level off. So we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
That's Clara Donnelly, WFAE's health reporter.